We're continuing in middle of paragraph Samach Gimel. Veze bechinas Ashrei Yoshve Vesecho, shenismach laposuk Ashrei Odom Oizloi Boch. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we're discussing, we could understand why these two psukim are written right next to each other. Number one, how fortunate are the people who are zecher to be in the house of Hashem, and fortunate are those people who get strength from you. Ki ikar ha'oiz v'heschaskus le'choiz atzmoi b'Hashem yisborach b'chol mokim shehu, hu'al yidei she'zecher li'ois bechlal yoishve v'esecho, she'im b'chinas b'eseilo b'esetato, she'atzadik oisek b'binyonom. Rav Nosson Zal says that the greatest strength and fortification and encouragement that a person gets to be able to hold on to Hashem no matter what they're going through, what kind of ups and downs, is when the person is zeicher to be yoishve veisecha, to be in the house of Hashem, meaning the Beis Seilo, the Beis Atato that we spoke about, the upper Beis Hamikdash, the lower Beis Hamikdash, which the tzaddik is involved in building. Shaydei zeh ikar ha'hischaskus. This is how a person can get the greatest encouragement and strength that they need to be able to be matzliach and avodas Hashem. Shal zeh nemar ashrei odom oiz loy boch. About this, the pasuk says, fortunate is the person who is strong with you, who is tight kavyoch with Hashem, who gets strength from you. Ashrei bevadai ki zeh hoikar kayudua. The pasuk says, ashrei, how fortunate, because this is the most important thing. Vaideze ikar hamshochas hatoyro shehat tzadik mamshich liyisrael b'chol doer. And it's through this, through the tzaddik building this Beis HaTato and the Beis Seilo, and through the tzaddik being mekarev people and being mechazik people, and finding, taking the toiv from each and every person and putting it into that bias, that's what gives the tzaddik also the ability to introduce new Torah in every single generation to Klal Yisrael. Sheho ikar ayidei bechinas likutim elu, and especially through these likutim that we mentioned before, the gathering, gathering of the sparks of kedusha. Ukemuvan b'hatoyra ashrei hom hashkocha, and as is discussed in detail in chapter 13 in the first half of Likutim Ran. Bechinas, there Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk where the pasuk says, "V'loikeach nefosho is chacham." That the chacham, the true chacham, the tzaddik, one of his tasks is to gather nefoshos. He gathers up the nefoshos of Klal Yisrael. He gathers up the toiv of Klal Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Zalir also quotes the pasuk, "Orisi moiri imbsomi." I put together the moir and the besomim. And Rabbeinu Zalir explains what those two things represent. Shaydei zeh ir giboirim ola chacham v'yoyred oz mivtocha. And by doing that, the chacham goes forth from an ir giboirim, from a city of powerful people, and he brings down oiz. Oiz is Torah. Hashem oiz lama yitain. He brings down new revelations in Torah, new chidushei Torah, by the fact that he's gathering up nefoshos. The more he's involved in gathering together nefoshos of Klal Yisrael and elevating them, the result, what that causes in heaven is, it causes a flow of Torah to come down, that the tzaddik is able to bring down new revelations in Torah, chidushei Torah. Shezeh b'china sfira soimer u'shavuos shu'matan Torah. This is the concept of the sfira and the holiday of Shavuos, which is the time of Matan Torah. Ki soifrin hayomim lo'imer, because as we explained earlier, we count the days to the Mincha Soimer, from when the Mincha Soimer was brought. Shehu Mincha Soni, that's the sacrifice of the poor person, a person who's in a very low state. Shemevi'in betchilas k'tziras hasode, and that's brought when they're first starting to harvest the fields. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, ki savoyu el horetz, that when the Jews will be zeicher to come to Eretz Yisrael, uktzartem es k'tzira, and you'll be harvesting your crops, v'havesem es oimer reishis k'tzirchem el akoyim, you'll bring the first of your harvest to the koyim. From that you'll bring this minchas oimer soirim. Ki tzrichin l'sakin k'tziras hatvua al yidei minchas oimer Lohitzis hatvua mi pegam chet odom orishen shechoto bachilo sheneskalalo ho adoma bavuroi. Because we need to correct and to rectify the crops that grow from the ground by bringing this mincha soimer, which were cursed at the time that Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. Hashem said, Aruro ho adoma bavurecha, the earth will be cursed because of you. So we have to try to take the produce out of this curse, to take it out of the state of curse and bring it into the state of bracha. V'Yisrael oiskim b'tikun zeh. And the Yidden are involved in making that tikun. Ki kol tzmichas hatvua hu'al yidei b'chinas nitzoytzoyz shemizbarim ki yodua. Because the whole concept of the crops growing is based on an ingathering of sparks of kedusha, as the Arizal explains. In other words, in each and every single generation, on a ruchnius level, there are birurim taking place. There are sparks of kedusha being taken out of places of tumah, out of the hands of the sitra achra, and being cleaned off and polished and brought into the realm of kedusha. Parallel to that, is the whole process of how the agriculture of the world works, and how things, seeds are planted, new crops grow, and in those crops also are found nitzutzos of kedusha. We know the Arizal explains that one of the greatest sources of gilgulei neshamos is in fruits and produce. Rav Nosson Zal, in one of the places in the Likutei Halachos, I believe it's earlier in this volume in Hilchos Birchos HaPeiros, goes into a tremendous, long, elaborate discussion explaining and showing how the different seasons of the year and how they affect the agriculture and produce, how that parallels and corresponds to the whole concept of tikkun neshamos. So here Rav Nosson Zal makes this statement, Ki chol tzmichas hatvua hu'al yidei b'chinas nitzutzos shenizbarim ki yodua. The whole concept of the growing of the produce takes place, is based on the sparks of kedusha that are being refined all the time. And the way that these sparks get their tikkun, these sparks that are found in this produce and everything, the way it gets its tikkun is when the Jews are zeicher to perform mitzvahs with these crops, all the different mitzvahs, whether it be leket shikhat peya, whether it be bikurim, whether it be the oimer. V'alkein, kol kabolas hatoira b'shvuas, tolsa b'tikkun k'tziras hatvua al yidei oimer. And it's for this reason that the Torah makes the connection between the holiday of Shavuos, which is called, as we mentioned earlier, which is at the time uktzartem es ktsiro vaveisim esom reshis ktsirchem alakoyin, and then you'll celebrate the holiday of Shavuos. The fact that the Torah makes the connection between the two is because the Kabbalah Satorah is dependent on the tikkun of the tvua, which comes about through this mincha soimer, she'oz maschilon yemei ha-sfira, which is how we initiate the yemei ha-sfira. We start off the yemei ha-sfira by bringing this mincha soimer. Ve'ikra tikkun al yidei mincha soimer, shubchinas korbanoni kanal, shehu al yidei shehatzadik begoidel koichoi male bchinas korbanoni, shubchinas hanukudas tovis anal, shemalakeit mitoich anius vedalus godoil bedali dalus. And the main tikkun is brought about through this mincha soimer, which again, today that we don't have a base hamikdash, the way that that's being done today is by the tzaddikim gathering in the nekudos tovos from the poor people, from the people who are on the lowest level spiritually, who can only afford this mincha, the korban mincha, the cheapest type of korban. Vaydeze daiko humavarer umalaket likutim. And by the tzaddik gathering in these neshamos and elevating them, he's being malaket and mavarer these sparks. Ad shemechabrom uboina mehem b'chinas beis, until he unites them, he puts them together, and he builds this bias of kedusha. Umamshich Torah, and as a result of that, he's zeicher to draw new revelations of Torah into the world. This is one of the points that we need to know, that when a tzaddik is teaching Torah, especially when he's revealing new sfarim, new teachings of Torah, It's not lahavdil like a teacher, a biology teacher or a math teacher who goes home, prepares a lesson plan and comes in and teaches it. What's the big deal? When tzaddikim are teaching Torah, and especially when they're revealing new concepts in Torah, it's happening as a result of the tzaddikim drawing nefoshos of Klal Yisrael together and uniting them, putting them together and building this bias. And this causes a major shakeup in Shamayim, which results in a flow of heavenly Shefa, which comes in the form of revelations, new revelations in Torah. We know by Rabbeinu Zal, the Meforshim, the Parprois L'Chochma, and Rav Nosson Zal and Chaim Oran, very often tells us how when Rabbeinu Zal gave a particular shir in Likutei Moran, who the people were that were there at the time, and how each and every person that was there affected what was included in the shir. Was Rabbeinu Zal was revealing Torah that was going to be for hundreds of years, that was going to serve Klal Yisrael for hundreds of years. And yet, exactly how the Torah, how and when the Torah was introduced into the world had to be based on exactly which people were in attendance at the time, who wasn't in attendance, and exactly what was going on at the time in Rabbeinu Zal's life and in his students' life. The Alkein Koirinos Rus. And this is why on the holiday of Shavuos we read Rus, Shenizgairo, Bo'es Hazois, who converted also specifically at that time, at the time of the harvesting of the crops. Kamesha Kosov, as the Pasuk says, in the beginning of Megillas Rus, Vehemo Bo'u Beis Lechem Bimei Ktsir Soirim. They arrived in the city of Beit Lechem during the time of harvesting the barley. Vidosh Razal Biktsira Soimra Kosumadaber. And the Gemara says that this refers to the cutting of the Omer at the time that was taking place. Kimimeno Yotzo Moshiach Shehu Oisik Bozebi Oiser. Because from Rus would eventually come forth Dovra Melech, and from him would come forth Moshiach, who is the main person who's involved in this Avoida that we're discussing here now, about elevating the Aniyim specifically. Shehu Oni Veroichev Alachamoyer, because the Torah tells us that Moshiach will come in the form of a poor man riding on a donkey, riding on a mule. Bechinas David Shekoro Atzmoi Bechol Pam Oni Vevyoin. And this is similar to David HaMelech, from whom Moshiach comes, who is always referring to himself throughout the Sefer Tehillim as an Oni Vevyoin. K'moshe Kosov, as it says in chapter 88, Oni Ani Vegoivei Ami Noyar. And in other places, David HaMelech says, Ki Oni Ve'evyoin Anoichi, V'chein Harbe. We find this throughout the Sefer Tehillim. Because this is the main avoida of all the tzaddikim, and especially David HaMelech, Moshiach, this elevating of the people who are on the lowest madregas. V'zeh b'chinas v'telech v'telaket basodeh. And this is why the Torah tells us about Rus, that she said she's going to go and pick, that word likut, l'laket. She's going to go pick in the fields. Elcho v'alakto, and the Pasuk says there, v'telaket. We find this stressed in Megillas Rus. V'telaket me'oz haboiker v'adato. She was picking the crops, you know, from early in the morning to... Ki kol hatikun shel hatzadikei emes shein b'chinas Moshiach hu al yedei halikutim. Because everything that the great tzadikim who are b'chinas Moshiach accomplish is in the form of these likutim. It's searching for and discovering these sparks of kedusha, especially these that have fallen into lowly places, and refining them and elevating them. That's their main avoda. Paragraph Samach Dalid. V'alkein his hero toiro uvekutzrechem es tzirimeh loy selaket pasod chobekutzrecha v'leket tzircha loy selaket lo'oni v'lager tazev oisam. And this is why the Torah warns us that when a Jew is going to be harvesting his crops, make sure you don't take it all for yourself. Make sure you leave over a corner of the field for the poor person, and then also the mitzvah of leket and shikcha. Shetzrichim lahaniach peyo veleket laniyim. The person must make sure to designate a portion for the poor people. Sheze bechinas tzedaka shehu tikkun ha'henal. This is the mitzvah of tzedaka. This is the tikkun of the letter hey, which we've been talking about throughout this whole chapter of Likutei Halachos, because that's one of the highlights of the chapter on Likutei Moran, Torah Mem Tes, which this halacha is based on. Bechinas hey dalet havias, as we mentioned earlier, that the hey starts out as a letter dalet, and then the yud is inserted into it, then it becomes a hey, and dalet is miloshen dalus, poverty, very poor. Because by the person taking from his own parnasa and from his own harvest, the portion that he designates for the poor people, the corner of the field, the leket, when a Jew gives to a poor person, he's giving to the Shechina. He's giving strength to the Shechina. Shehi aniyo bigalusa. The Shechina is compared to a poor person in its galus, when it's in the state of galus, when the Jews are in exile, and when the Shechina is in galus with us. There's a pasuk in Tehillim where the pasuk says, Al Yoshuv Dach Nichlom. David HaMelech says, Dach means a very poor person. David HaMelech says to Hashem, Hashem, please don't let the poor person return in shame and embarrassment. In other words, when I come to you to ask you for things, don't send me home, you know, with empty-handed, with shame and embarrassment. So the Arizal brings that the first letters of Al Yoshuv Dach Nichlom spell the word Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That's the Shechina. That's Hashem's name that represents Malchus, the Shechina. The Shechina associates with the poor people specifically. I once heard from my father-in-law, Zechon Avrocha, Rav Rosenfeld, he mentioned that the word Oni, we know that every Jew is an aspect of the Malchus of Hashem. Every time a Jew is born, Hashem becomes a greater king. Till now, Hashem was king over 342 people. Now a little yingle was born. Now Hashem is king over 343 people. Hashem's malchus became increased. And this is why when there's a yortzeit, when a Jew passes away, the tefillah that we say is Yiskadal v'yiskadash shmei rabo. And most people look at that and they say, wow, that has nothing to do with death and yortzeit. Why are we saying that? And the Arizal explains that the word Yisgadal is made up of two words, Tagi, Dal. Tagi in Aramaic means a crown. The crown of Hashem has been lessened, has become smaller, has become diminished. Hashem lost a customer. He lost one customer, Kav Yochel, from this world, from the Olam HaBechira, where it really counts, where all the action is really going, where the spotlight is focused. That's on this physical world, as we've highlighted throughout this halacha. So when a Jew leaves this world, Kav Yochel, the crown of Hashem, the Malchus of Hashem, the Kovod of Hashem, has been diminished. We restore that. We try to elevate that by saying this special tefillah, Yiskadal, may Hashem's name. Hashem's name is His kovod, His malchus. You have the pasuk Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusay Le'elam Vod. Shem and kovod and malchus are all one thing. When a Jew is zocher to say Kaddish, he's restoring the crown to Hashem. He's filling in that which was taken away. So therefore, every Jew is an aspect of the Malchus of Hashem. Every Jew is a Bechina of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. The word Oni, Ayin Nun Yud, is two times Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, to show that the Oni is never alone. The Oni has a Siamese twin, the Shechina. When you're looking at an Oni, when somebody puts out his hand, and you don't give him the right face, you don't give him the right smile, and you don't look at him like he's a blessing, it's a privilege, it's my privilege that I'm zecher to be giving, person should know, chas v'shalom, they're looking at the Shechina, because the Shechina rests on these poor people, these with who are brokenhearted and in a low state, they have a special connection to the Shechina. And a person, look at these words here, sha'al yidei zeh moisif koyach la'ashchina, shehi aniyah begalusa. When a person gives the pay of the leka to the oni, he's strengthening the Shechina, kav yochli. He's giving Hashem, the Shechina, the malchus of Hashem koyach. This malchus of Hashem, which is now aniyah begalusa, the kav yochli Hashem is in the state of oni. Ula HaTzadik, and the person is also giving strength to the Tzadik, Bechinas Moshiach, Shenikra Oni, the Tzadik also, these Tzadikim specifically, who are involved in doing Moshiach's work, those Tzadikim are Bechinas Oni. Sheyesh Lahem Koyach, Leilech Basodo Hel Yoina, these Tzadikim have the ability to travel in the heavenly field, ulalakate likutim ubeirurim, and to extract, to select out sparks of kedusha, mikol his oirus vehis oirus shemesoira kol echad b'chol pam l'shem isporach. Every single time a Jew has a hisoirus tashem, it has a spiritual awakening, he has a good ratzon, he has some kind of a positive thought of wanting to come close to Hashem, wanting to do a mitzvah, the tzaddikim have microscopes, and they have telescopes, and they have magnifying glasses, and they see those little dots, those little stars, and they gather up those stars, those nekudos tovos, velivnois mehem binyan hakdusha, and that's how they build that binyan of kedusha. This is one of the incredible chidushim that I saw in Likutei Halachos years ago, and it made such an impression on me, how Rav Nosson Zal explains the Mishkan, that when the Mishkan was built in the Midbar, how the Torah uses very specific wording. When Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, kol nediv lev yivieho eis trumas Hashem, every Jew who has a desire in his heart to give, who has a rotzayn toiv, a good desire, should bring his donation to Hashem. And we know the donations were the gold and silver wood. Rav Nosson says, you know what the real donation was? You know what the most important donation was? Those good desires, those ritzoinois. The gold and silver is simply a physical manifestation of this person's desire to give to Hashem. That's what it is. This person, by this person, his desire to give manifests itself in wood. This one is gold, this one is silver, this one it's his carpentry skill. Each one is giving from his heart. That's what the Mishkan is. That's what the Beis Hamikdash is all about. It's the tzaddik gathering up the ritzoinois toivois. And that's why whenever the Torah discusses karbonois, or whenever it discusses anything going on in the Beis Hamikdash, it's always saying, l'rotzain lefnei Hashem, l'rotzain, this word rotzain, because that's what it's all about. That the most important contribution that a Jew can make to Hashem is his good desire, his goodwill, his rotzayn toiv. And when a person has rotzayn toiv, this awakens in Hashem a rotzayn toiv. That awakens Hashem's desire for us. The more we show desire for Hashem, kaviyocho Hashem responds with a deep desire for us. V'chein marameis al kol echod. And this doesn't only apply to the tzaddik. Rav Nosson Zal says this applies to every single Jew. When a Jew is involved in their physical needs, in doing business, in eating, drinking, sleeping, all of that is tied into this concept of harvesting. Harvesting means reaping the results of your efforts in parnosa. Shehu tachlis hazria, that's the final result of planting. The ikra b'shvil achila, and it's the main purpose of the harvesting is to have what to eat. The alkein ho achila ushtia b'chinas k'tzira shia tachlis. So therefore, eating and drinking is also an aspect of k'tzira, of harvesting. It's also part of that final process. Avol be'emes tzorech odom shi'echavein le'ikra tachlis ha'nitzchi she'yizke b'zeh ho'ilam ha'idei mas v'atoivim l'kabel schoroi basodo el'yoina. However, when a person is doing all of this, when a person is planting and harvesting, when a person is going about their parnos and everything, besides the fact that it's going to give them what to eat in this world, their main focus has to be that my main goal is to harvest for the next world, that the field down here corresponds to a field up in heaven. And that through the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, through the portion of tzedakah that I'm going to take off from this harvest, that's going to ensure that I'm going to have what to eat in the next world. Bechinas, bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, boy yovoi berino noise alo moisov, that those who carry their bundles, they will come rejoicing with song. Va'ayin mashimavur ba'hatoyr v'ayomer bo'yezal ruz al posuk einayich basoda asher yiktsoyrin. Look in chapter 65 in Likutei Moran. There, Rabbeinu Zal has a major discussion about the concept of the heavenly field and how the tzaddik is called balasoda, the master of the field. And that's one of his main jobs. The neshamos of Klal Yisrael are compared to vegetation. Revovo ketzemach hasoda nesaticha. There are many psukim like that. And the tzaddik is the one, he's the gardener. He's Hashem's gardener. He's the one who tends to the field and makes sure that everything is growing properly. And v'alkein be'emes Ashrehem hatzadikim she'eno mekablem klum mizeh ho'ilam v'chol avoidosim v'igiosim ha'koil b'shvil ha'tachlis ha'nitzchi. Rav Nosson Zal says, and based on this, what we just said, that the most important thing is the next world. This world is very temporary, short-lived, and everything. The most important thing is preparing parnos and everything for the world to come. So based on that, the true tzadikim who are zoche not to have any benefit from this physical world. They don't partake in the pleasures of this world. They don't do anything for their own personal pleasure in this world. But rather, their eye, their mind is always thinking of Olam Haba, of serving Hashem. Avalav kol odom zeichel aseh. But we understand not everybody is capable of being on that level. V'alkein mazhir es klal Yisrael shal kol ponim lo yigmaru akotzir b'shvil tavas gufam lagamri chas v'shalom. And that's why the Torah says to every Jew, make sure when you're eating a plate, don't finish the plate. Leave something over. If a person finishes the entire plate, then they're showing that I want it all. I want it all now. I want it all in this world. If a person leaves over a little bit, in other words, when he's doing it in his plate, he's doing it symbolically. He's leaving this over for the Shechina, for the poor people. If there's nobody poor there right then to give it to, so I throw it away. But in my mind, I'm showing that I'm always including Hashem. I'm always designating something for Hashem, for the poor people. And in the harvest of the field, we actually do it. We leave over a corner of the field for the aniyim to take, or the leket, or the shikho, or during the Shemitah year. You know, all of these different, or the tzedakah, the maaser that I give. All of this is showing that I don't want it all in this world. This world isn't my place. I'm using what I have to use in this world, but the main portion is what I'm putting away for the next world. I remember my father-in-law, Zichron Levracha, used to say that people know the concept of a checking account and a savings account. Everything that a person is doing in this physical world is checking. I don't care if it's a 10-year CD or a 10,000-year CD. I don't care if it's this savings plan, long-term, short-term. It's all checking account. It's all temporary. It's all within that frame of 70 years, 80, whatever it is. Whereas the money that a person gives to tzedakah, that he's putting into his savings account. And a person believes, b'emuna shleima, that when he comes to the next world, that's when they hand him a passbook and they say, your account has in it so much and so much. Whatever you put away for yourself. You know, that's... Shal kol ponim lo yigmaru hakotzir b'shvil taivas gufam legamri chas v'shalom. A Jew, when he harvests his field, he doesn't take it all for himself, which would imply that everything is for his bodily taiva. Rak yanichu peya v'leket l'oni v'lager. They leave over the portion for the oni, for the ger. Shehu b'pshitus litein stoko mikol ma shechanon Hashem. This is simply a person giving charity from everything that Hashem has blessed him with. When a person does that, when a person gives tzedakah, he shows that he's acknowledging that it's not my money. A person who doesn't give, who can't give charity because it's mine. Why should I give it to you? I worked hard for this. This is mine and it's not yours. A person gives tzedakah, one of the most important things that it shows is that he acknowledges that it's Hashem's. And Hashem prefers that it be divided up this way. Hashem prefers that I take 90% and I give him 10. And the Gemara says, Hashem says to those Jews who don't do it, if you don't like that deal, we can reverse it. We can make it better. We can give you a better deal. You take the 10% and Hashem withholds 90% taxes, Rachmona Litzlan. 90% chashon that the person loses. They have to give for doctor, but who knows what? Hashem has unlimited ways if he wants to chas v'shalom hurt a person financially. וגם מרמז להניח פה ולקט לעוני, שהוא נפשוי, שנקרס עניה בגולוסה, מחמס שהיא בגולוס אצלוי. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes a little bit deeper. Let's take a look at a Jew. A Jew is made up of two parts, the body and the neshama. Now, in this physical world, it appears as if the body's in charge. 99% of what's going on is catering to the body in most cases, everything. So the neshama is like this little guy stuck inside, imprisoned in this big gorilla, this big gigantic prison called the body, and he's trying to navigate. The neshama's trying to get as much as he can. He's trying to negotiate with the body to work out some kind of deal that even in those people who aren't that religious, who aren't big tzaddikim, who aren't that spiritual, but at least give them at least a little bit for the neshama, a little bit of learning. If you're going to spend 18-20 hours a day in Gashmias, at least 4 hours a day for Torah, for Tefillah, you know, something. So Rav Nosson Zal says this concept of designating the peyo leket for the poor person is your nefesh, your soul. Shenikres aniyah begalusa, which now when we're living in this physical golus, we're in such a low state spiritually, the nefesh is called an oni, a poor person. Just like Kavioho, he said, the malchus of Hashem is in a poor state. The Jewish nefeshos are what make up the malchus of Hashem. When we use the term shechina, this is something also very valuable information. I remember my father-in-law, Zechon Avrach, explaining this. These are terms that people use, and if you don't understand it, if you don't know how to relate to it, it's all hazy. And if somebody just turns the lens a little bit, it makes it clearer, everything fits together so good. We have the term shechina. The term shechina means the spirit of Hashem, the Malchus of Hashem, the Queen of Hashem, Kavyochel. Even though we know Hashem Echod Ushmoy Echod, there are no two Chas V'Shom. There's no male and female. But Kavyochel, in order for us to relate to Hashem, Hashem allows us to speak in this terminology, that Kavyochel, Hashem's kindness, when Hashem is in the state of Mashpia, Kavyochel Hashem is Bechinas Zohar. When Hashem is Kavyochel on the receiving end, Hashem is Bechinas Nekeva. And when Hashem is the Chesed is Zohar, the Din is Nekeva, etc., etc. So this term Shechina that's used represents, it's the spirit of Hashem, the Malchus of Hashem. The Arizal says that the word Shechina, if you take each letter and write it as a word, Shin, you spell it Shin Yud Nun, so it has a value of 360. Chaf Pei, 20 and 80 is 100. The numerical value of the word Shechina is 601. Tuf Reish Aleph, 601. Now we know in Hebrew, one is Aleph, and Aleph is 1,000. So Aleph and Aleph are interchangeable. There's a pasuk, Echo Yerdoif Echod Aleph. How's it going to be that one person is going to chase 1,000? The Arizal, so that when we speak about the Shechina is the Tuf Reish Aleph Neshamos of Klal Yisrael. The 600,000 Nefoshos of Klal Yisrael are what make up the Shechina, the Malchus of Hashem, the Spirit of Hashem. These are all one. When the Zohar Kodesh says, Kutshebrichu v'Yisrael v'Yirais Echadu, Hashem, the Jews, and the Torah are one, they're all one. The word Yisrael is Rosh Tevois Yesh Shishim Ribui Oisyes La Torah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah corresponding to the 600,000 Neshamos, corresponding to the 601, which is the Shechina itself. That is the spirit of Hashem. There's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim that says, Merkovoi Argomon, the chariot of Hashem is made of purple wool, Toichoi Rotzuf Ahavo, the inside is lined with love. The first letters of Toichoi, Rotzuf, Avo are this Tof Reish Aleph, which is Begematria of the Shechina. That's what the Shechina is all about. This Malchus of Hashem, which on the outside appears to be Din, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Hashem's name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is Dino, Dalet Yud Nun, Dino de Malchus Adino, it's Midas Hadin. It seems like Din. Kavyechel Hashem on the outside appears red, harsh, but the inside is lined with love. Toichoi rotzuf ava. That's why the Shekhinah is compared to an apple. It's called a field of holy apples. The Arizal and the Zmiris that we see on Shabbos says, chakal tapuchin kadishin. Because the apple, what is an apple? It's red. Anybody knows. Look at an apple. It's red. It's all red. How much red? A millimeter. The thinnest layer possible is red. 99.9% of it is white, is lined with love. And this is why the Arizal says, another one, I don't know how we got onto this track, how we got to the moon, but we're on the moon. We'll just do one more line, and we'll get back to Earth, hopefully. That in this name of Hashem, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is the name of Hashem that represents Malchus, the Shekhinah, and we said again, this is Dino de Malchus, this is Midas Hadin, the Arizal says you'll observe that each one of the letters, when you write it as a word, it's made up of three letters. Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei, Dalet is Dalet Lamed Tov, Nun, Nun Vav Nun, Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. Each one of those letters is made up of, when you write it as a word, three letters. The Arizal says the Shekhinah is Din, right? It's red, it's purple, royalty. Let's take a look at what's inside. Let's take a look at each one of these letters. Aleph Lamed Pei. The Aleph and Pei are on the outside. Let's take the inside, the Lamed from the Aleph. Let's take the Lamed from the Aleph. Next letter, Dalet. Dalet Lamed Tov. What's inside? Another Lamed. The letter Lamed is on the inside. Nun Vav Nun. What's on the inside? The Vav. Yud Vav Dalet. What's on the inside? A Vav. Lamed Lamed. Vav Vav is Begematria Chesed. Exactly. 30, 30, 6 and 6 is 72, which is Chesed. This is what the Pusik means when it says Toichai Rotzuf Ava. That Kaviochel Hashem on the outside appears to be Midas Hadin. It appears like redness, royalty, kingdom, Malchus. Hashem has a Midah of Malchus. But it's only on the outside. It's smoil deicha yamin mekariv. Even when Hashem shows Malchus, the left hand he's pushing away, with the right hand, the stronger hand, he's bringing close. So that in the din, we see that in this name of Hashem, which is din, the inside is lined with love, with chesed, with kindness. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'tzorech l'rachim al nafshoi huaniya, a Jew has to have rachmanis on his neshama, on his soul, that's somewhere inside this big gorilla. Lahaniach mimacholoi v'tavoiso, to leave over a little bit from his plate, from the piece of cake, from the ice, whatever it is. Al kol ponim pei avaleket, at least when he's harvesting the field, at least to leave over that little percentage. She lo yamalei tavoiso v'lagamri, rak yaniach mitavoiso b'shvil nafshei aniya, but rather to show that he's leaving over a little bit for the poor person, for the nefesh. Sheze b'chinas pei avaleket loni, v'ideze hatzadik, shehu b'chinas oni, mekabeit sumalakeit kol elu hanakudai stoivo shel kol echad v'echad, u'boina mihem binyonim. And when the person is zocheh to do this, then the tzaddik is able to, the tzaddik who is also referred to as oni in this world, oni v'roich v'lachamoyer, he gathers up these sparks, these nakudai stoivos of each person, and he builds beautiful binyonim from them. And through these likutim that he's malakeit, he's zoche to draw Torah into the world. We quoted that pasuk before. V'loikeach nefosho ischocham v'yoyreid oiz mibotcha. And that's why the mitzvah of Leket Shikchem Peah is written in the Chumash right where the Torah speaks about Sfira Soimer and the holiday of Shavuos. Because it's all tied together. In order to be zeichet to a Kabbalah Satoira, to a Shavuos, to have new Torah introduced to the world, you need this Sfira Soimer, you need the Mincha Soimer, the Korban of the poor person, and you need these mitzvahs of Leket Shikhapeya, that a Jew living in this world knows it's not all now, it's not all mine. There's the physical, and there's what I'm putting aside for the future, for the real future, the spiritual, the part that I'm giving to tzedakah, to the poor person. That's this leket shechapeyo. V'zeh b'chinas ha-sforim ha-gdoshim, shenikroim b'shem likutim. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand why many of the tzaddikim called their sforim likut. The Arizal, one of the volumes in the Kisvei Arizal, is called Likutei Torah. Rabbeinu Zal called his sefer Likutei Moharan, Rav Nosson Zal Sefer Likutei Halachos. Why that word Likut? V'chein Kora Adi Admor Zal Kol Sfora V'shem Likutim. Ki Kol HaToyra HaKdoish Shemegalim HaTzadikei Emes Hem Alidei Bechinas Likutim Anal. Because all the Torah that the true Tzadikim Azrecha to introduce to the world, the way that they do it is by being malakate, these nefoshos, these nitzutzos of Kedusha. That's what enables them. The more they're involved in that, in gathering up these sparks of Kedusha, these Jewish nefoshos, and uniting them and building this binyan of Kedusha, that's what gets Hashem to open a faucet and give that tzaddik a flow of Torah. In chapter 13, in the first half of Likut Imran, that's where Aben Ezal really explains that and elaborates. He brings all the psukim to show it very clearly. V'alkein koiren rus b'shvuas, and this is why we read Megillas Rus on Shvuas, ki hi roish legerim, because she is the leader of all the converts, shehem b'chinas bali tshuva, gerim and bali tshuva, it's one category, it's people who are being zeicher to do real tshuva. Shekol tikunam al yidei b'chinas halikutim al, their whole tikun comes about through this process of likutim. Shaydei zeh nasa b'chinas shvuas shu matan Torah, and that's what brings about the holiday of Shvuas, which is the matan Torah from Hashem.